13. Decision. 1. I'm quite decided.
2. I'm decided against selling the house.
3. I've made up my mind not to change my plan.
4. I've set my mind on the plan.
5. Nothing can stop me from carrying out my plan.
6. They're settled where to camp.
7. We fixed on starting tomorrow.
8. I'm determined to pay him $100.
9. I've made a decision to resign.
10. We've arrived at a decision now.
Dialogue 1. Is there anything wrong?
I'm worried about my daughter. She can't decide about college.
Don't worry. That's just part of being a teenager.
I don't mind that, but she disagrees with me about everything.
You should encourage her to make up her mind by herself. You shouldn't affect her decision.
But I just want to give her some tips.
Oh, she can make her own decisions.
I guess you're right.
Believe me, everything will be okay.
I hope so.
Dialogue 2. I'm sorry, Dad, but you can't do that. It's for me to decide.
Oh, I see. You've already decided, have you? Now you listen to me. You're only 19.
I didn't say I'd already decided, Dad. I said it was for me to decide. There's a difference.
Oh, so you think you can just do whatever you want, do you?
I didn't say that either. I was hoping we could discuss the matter together. I want your advice. But I don't want you to tell me what to do. I've got to make decisions for myself, Dad.
Dialogue 3. I've decided to go to the cinema alone this evening.
What has caused you to make such a decision? Didn't you used to go with Helen?
Helen is nice, but she talks a lot.
Oh, that's really annoying when seeing a film.
It sure is.
Dialogue 4. Dick, I've decided not to rent that house.
But yesterday you said you would rent it.
I've changed my mind.
Why is that?
Well, I think maybe I should find a house that is closer to where I work.
Maybe you're right. Dialogue 5. I can't decide what to do today.
Well, let's go swimming.
Don't you think it's a bit cold for that?
Then why don't we go for a walk in the hills? It'd be very good for us, you know. Anthony was a poor Irishman with a large family, and one morning, waking up very early from cold and hunger, he decided to go shooting in a wood near his cottage. The wood belonged to a rich gentleman, and Anthony had no right to go there. But in it there were some rabbits and flocks of birds that were good to eat, and Anthony determined to take the risk. Suddenly he saw the owner, with a group of friends coming towards him in the wood. With a quick decision, Anthony walked boldly up to the company and greeted them.